Hi, everybody. Well, today is the 6th of January, and we're in the year of 2016. And let's clear the date energy. And I'll see which one affects you more. Just kind of sample this year. I'm going to first clear the 1-16-2016. Then we'll do January in place of the 1. So let's try the 1 first. So here we go, clearing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And see how that feels for you. And now I'm going to clear the word January for that January 6th, 2016. Releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So one way we're dealing with words and numbers, and the other way is strictly numbers. So we'll just see if anybody felt a change there. And if you have any situations going on, let's clear those now from you. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now it's time for the light beam activation. Here we go. So light beams, bring them up on your monitor screen. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So let's turn it over to Michelle. Michelle, are you out there in Radio Land?
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Wednesday Night Show. If you have any questions that have been burning that you want to ask Ron, if you want to send us an email, you can hook up to us on the Fast Chat, which is on Ron's website, www.creationlightship.com, or you can just send us a regular old email at clsquestions.com. And, okay, so we have a couple things talking about the calls this weekend, a couple testimonials. And one question that we've had from a couple people is Ron very graciously gave us a free whole lifetime clearing, and people are wondering how to use it. So I just wanted to clarify that really quickly. So if they go on to the main page of the website, and if they click on the left side page, there is a big oval-shaped green button that says Healing Login with a key. And when you click on that, that'll take you to the main page of any Healing Login. And you just type in the letters that Ron gave us on the call into the username and password and press Login. And then you will be on the main page for that clearing. So if that helps, I hope it does. And if anyone has any more questions, they can just let us know by email, and we'll clear up anything else. And that is just the whole life clearing that will go through that situation for your whole life. And then if people want to buy the unlimited, then they can go on the website and pay for it like the other clearings just under the unlimited box, which is $50. But thank you, Ron, for giving us that clearing for free. And everyone that was on the call should have those letters for the username and password. So I hope that helped. Okay. I'm trying to find one of the testimonials, Ron, because there's a couple good ones. Let's see here. And we have a main thing coming up this weekend, so this is going to be really fun. The Body Organ Restoration Teleconference Session. It's $50. And I believe we are trying to solidify exactly when that's going to start so everyone can be on the same page about that. And I know we're going to figure that out by the end of the show. So hang on, everybody. We all want to listen to the call at the same time. Ron, do you have anything to say about that?
Yeah, it'll be a great call. It's either the confusion is either it's going to start at 1 or at 3. So either way works for me. So I think our send-up.
Ron? Well, okay, so let me go on to the next thing, and hopefully Bon will come back real soon. Another one of our listeners was wondering, for the New Year's call when Ron charged water, and we had different bottles of water marked 1 through 7, Ron does intend for you to drink those bottles of water in the consecutive days. And but I guess as long as you drink them within the week is fine. They usually only last for a week. And we can have Ron clarify that more when he comes back on. And the call is going to be really great. It's a really special call, so Ron is going to be tuning in to everybody that is listening to the call and working on their organs. So restoring them, hopefully kind of clearing them out a little bit. And he does a lot more than probably $50 worth, so it's incredibly beneficial to people. And I know that he only did it once last year, so this is the first time he's doing it this year. It may be the only time, I don't know. So hopefully if everyone can make it on this Saturday, that would be really great. That probably really benefit a lot. Okay, Ron, are you back on?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, so did you want to explain more about the organ restoration?
Maybe indicate which one they'd want to have done. We'll kind of see how the call works out. Sometimes on the calls that we have during the week, people just request their own particular healing, and then we give time for that. But we'll see how this works this time. I won't know exactly how it's going to work till I'm on the call live, because I don't really plan too much on any of the calls that we do, because I'm in the moment, and it's also the calls are designed to work with the people that are on the call, so I'm not really that rigid with what has to go on. But it will be a very good, wonderful call. I'll do a sample right now in case you're wondering what it's like. So, let's see. Want to pick a body organ, Shell?
Yeah, how about the liver?
Liver, okay. Everybody just kind of sit back and, you know, maybe tune into your body, see how your liver is feeling, and we'll do a liver general clearing like we'd be doing. This would be about 1/4 of what you'd be having on Saturday, but let's see what happens here. So here we go. This probably will work live for people listening right now. It will not work on the archives. So here we go. And working with your liver energy, so connecting with all of you right now. And you may start to feel your body becoming warmer. And right now we're going to be starting just like about 15-20 seconds here. There we go. Okay, here we go. I'm going to start to work with the liver. Your liver, your special liver. Here we go. It's working with it right now. And giving it some energy. Probably taking away blockages, if you want to use that term. Remember, it's either or unbalanced energies. Remember, in darkness, you have unbalanced energies, and light, everything is balanced. You could use the word taking away darkness or negativity, whatever works there for you. And working on, I'll divide the liver in 4 quadrants right now. So we'll start, if it was a circle, it would be the quadrant on the top right. You can kind of look at your liver in a sense. We'll be working with that area. I know the liver is not round, but we'll just use that for the analogy here. So here we go, top right area. As you're looking at your liver, if it was in front of you. Okay. There we go. That feels good. I will do the bottom right side on it. And what's happening as we're doing this here, we're having what we call spirit infusion being done to it too. This is your own spirit reconnecting to the areas that we'll say had the blockages where it could not come in to help you, and now it's there holding that space. So still working on the bottom right area. There we go. And now we're going to the bottom left area. making a circle here, going clockwise. And release the blockages there. Okay. And now we'll do the top side. Your top left area. There we go. Now we're going to do integration here of your spirit. And since we changed the energy, we're going to do a body integration right now. There we go. Okie doke. So we'll see how people have felt with that. Well, back to you. How you doing, Michelle?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you so much. And actually, I can feel a little bit. It just feels a little tingly, kind of good, kind of happy. I have a happy liver now. So I'm really looking forward to the call. I know it's always really nice if I can, like, just relax and really feel things as much as possible. Ron, but one of our listeners is going to be in Singapore, and they do have to go to work or school that day, and they were wondering if they are able to do the body restoration absentee.
Boy, let me think. Yes, I could do that for them, yes, since we're out of the country, yes.
Okay. All right, great. And so, you know, Ron, I'm sure you know basically most of the organs, but if anyone has any special request and just wants to make sure that we cover something, you're welcome to send us an email. We're putting it in a list that Ron will be able to see so he makes sure that he takes care of all those different organs that we're going to be going through. So is that right, Ron? You pretty much know, or do you want people to have suggestions for us?
Yeah, we have quite a few things listed on the list, but if there's one that we missed or that they need, yeah. Or it might have a time for special clearings. We'll just see if people bring up if that's the case. So either way, you know, it could work. Either I'll be mentioning it, or we'll have a time for your own personal request.
Okay, great. I was always wondering, like, is it your skin is an organ, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, so that could be a big one, too. In fact, I think it is your largest organ in the body. Okay, so somebody wrote in a really nice testimonial. It says, I want to give a special thanks to Ron for Sunday's call, that they have been in a state of peace and became stronger and stronger as they went through each month to the extent that they had no mind energy and just stayed in the moment. They are still maintaining this today and find that they are able to do their job. And because of this, they're finding that since Monday, it has become easier to recognize clones. And then they talk about this experience that they had. It says, there is a maintenance worker at my office I have known for 6 years. And he came into my office Monday morning and told me that he was checking the temperature in the office, and he had a device that looked like a pen. So he went throughout the office and then told me the temperature was 72 degrees. He came back Monday afternoon, Tuesday morning, Tuesday afternoon, and this morning, and mid-afternoon, doing the same thing, and telling me that it was 72 degrees in my office. I have no doubt he is a clone, and now I have to figure out how to stop him from this pattern that he's in. And it says, and I don't think that the temperature is 72 degrees in my office. I just think that's awesome.
Yeah, well, that's very interesting. It's possible that he's on a different timeline, and he's reading the temperature on a different timeline, and he's interacting, crossing over into a timeline to visit the person, you know, and also going back into the timeline. So maybe he's reading the temperature on his own timeline, and you're actually seeing him, like, through a window. And then as he comes into your timeline, he's giving you the information on his timeline, but he's not really checking the temperature where you are. That's how I would say it's working. So, you know, he's dropped in and dropped out and everything back and forth, and he might not even know that he's even communicated more than once to the person. You know, he may only know because the information may have dropped out as he crossed over. So for the listeners that have been listening for a while, they are going to understand what I'm talking about completely. Did you know about how people pop up around you mysteriously? Oh, well, now you know it's not mysterious. They're just being dropped in from timelines, you know, or cars. That happens, vehicles, and things like this here. And that makes perfect sense to me. And being a clown, yeah, more than likely he would be because he's doing that quite often. If you're in the now, you're really not going to be abducted that much. But not too many people on this planet, you know, with the millions of people here, or billions, I should say, are not in the now, so they could be on any kind of timeline. But I think the darkness for January has decided to bring forth, like, glass, we'll say, so you can actually see people on adjacent timelines. And that's what I think is happening right now. So you're seeing other holograms where they exist. So it's like looking at fish in a fish tank. So back to you.
So the only way to get it to stop is to shut your door, you think?
Yeah, just kind of hang with it, you know.
That's funny. I was going through the website today and just checking out some things, and I rarely look at this, but I thought it was interesting, so I listened to them. So at the very top of the light blue part, where it's actually green, Ron has some radio shows. So Ron, it says, like, I thought this one was great, the robotic program removal, show one and show two, and you do a lot of healings with that. So now I'm wondering if it's a robotic program.
Yeah, it's releasing programs that make your body respond physically. So you become a robotic person, but you don't have any control over it. One of the programs is, you know, saying, you know, somebody sneezes. I don't hear it too often anymore, but when I was growing up, I did. People always say, God bless you, or Gesundheit. And so, you know, that was real common years ago. You know, I don't know if it's being stated now or not, but I'll say, you know, probably 50 years ago or so, you know, it was common. Oh, anyway.
Yeah, people still do it. People still say it. And I think the thinking is that your heart stops when you sneeze, but I'm not quite sure if that's true.
Yeah.
But I guess that's why they say it.
Yeah, I think it does stop, but, you know, it's one of those things that's an automatic situation, you know.
Yeah.
Or you stop and you say whatever flows out of your mouth instantly that would normally come out, you know, under some type of distress or something or pain, you know. You have those favorite words, you know. I won't say any of them because we all have our own pet phrases, but, you know, there's only a couple words, maybe one in particular, that works for everything. But anyway, I won't get into that, but it, you know, starts with that F letter, you know. So anyway, back to
letter.
Yeah, well, four letter word, you know.
There's all sorts of expletives, yes. So one of our listeners had written in earlier, Ron. They were wondering when you charge the water on the New Year's call for the bottles 1 through 7, do they need to drink those consecutively the way that they were numbered?
Of course, yes. That's why they're numbered.
Okay. All right. Yeah, they just wanted to know. And so, great, we have a couple requests for specific feelings. Okay. Some people are still wondering why the pre-clearing that we were given does not work. But after the show, I will email those people the codes again, because maybe they just got one letter wrong or something. So just to let you guys know, I will get back to you. So if you have trouble getting on, send me an email, and I will text it back to you, okay?
Yeah, just send me the code that they have. We can see where they made a mistake. You can send them the correct one.
Okay. Yeah, I will send the correct one. Okay. All right. We have here, it says, on Saturday night, when Wonderful Ron was doing these clearings, I saw this very skittish spirit come out of this person that sent me bad signals. It was so fearful and skeptical. I see part of the reason for this. It was taken to the light. This was so remarkable. Any comments about this strange, jumpy spirit?
No, I've probably seen them all. So no,
mm-hmm.
That one in particular, no, I don't. You know, I don't know. I can say that I did a clearing with a person, and the person had a leg problem. So I was clearing that, and all of a sudden I got that they were aliens. They wanted to go to the light, so they're bugging the person. And so I started releasing the aliens, and all of a sudden the room started spinning, and it was quite interesting. And it probably lasted for maybe, I'd say probably a good 5 minutes. And the spinning was actually the ship coming, because all the aliens came to me, and the ship, you know, on another dimension affected the room. And it almost felt like, you know, the room that I was in was fine, but you could feel the outside area of the room spinning, or reverse it. Now, it felt like the outside was okay and the room was spinning, like you're inside of a top. And that was actually the ship's energy. And all the aliens left, and in 5 minutes it was better. That was quite something. A little unusual. You know, I've seen things worse than that, but anyway, that's things that were actually a stronger energy than that. But that was quite interesting to see and to sense happening. Well, anyway, things do happen. And we try to get rid of the aliens that are stuck here. So that's good. So back to you.
Yeah, do you think that they kind of know that they're done?
You mean that they want to get out of here, or no? What do you mean by done?
Well, that, like, if something is happening where they are being sent either back to the earth if they're an emotional body, or do you think they're like, oh, man, this is it?
The aliens know that they can get released. So they do show up, yes, uh-huh. Remember, a lot of the aliens have the mass mind type of energy. Remember, they all work with mind, or they work with programs, or somebody created the program, so they're still hooked up to a program in the mass mind consciousness. So when one of the aliens knows something, they're all going to know it. It's not like humans where we need the internet to talk to people. You know, they probably took that away from us, so we have to struggle ourselves. But aliens, the different races, instantly know everything, what's going on somewhere with you know, one of their particular races, or the information is disseminated instantly to all the different aliens of that particular race. I've come across that quite often. They know. Once one alien knows it, they all know it. So that's how that works. For humans, we don't work that way. So back to you.
Yeah, that's kind of like in Star Trek, the series The Borg. They have that hive-like mentality, and once the queen sends a thought out, bam, everybody knows it. And also that movie that you had talked about with Tom Cruise where he has the moment over and over again, the aliens in that, like, send out a signal and all of them know it immediately.
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. Somebody had written in, they said that when they sneeze, often their ribs hurt, and it's probably activating an old energy, so they were wondering if we could do a sample healing for that.
Boy. That probably... that one I cannot do. That's going too deep. You need to do timeline crashes on it, because it probably relates to some type of torture from past lives of having that done. So it has to do with maybe breathing or body movements, with having maybe a knife close to you. So when you know, take in a deep breath, then your chest expands out, we'll say, and then the knife cuts you. And so that I can't do. The person would have to go much deeper than that, probably do timeline crashes on it, maybe 1,000 of them, and maybe some other clearings too. So this one here is a pretty in-depth clearing. I wouldn't be able to touch any of it. So back to you.
Okay. One of our listeners was wondering, Ron, if you could just comment on your thoughts on the effects that watching, I'm just going to say, intense media, possibly online, might have on us. And I know that in the past you have suggested the media clearing, but like, how does it work? Do we pick up the energies of what we're seeing?
Well, yeah, you are living there. So whatever you see, that brings you into that timeline. And so maybe that's why they're making these other timelines available to look at, like with the glass windows, like looking at the fish tank. Maybe that's the new thing. So you're able to think that, oh, wow, I'm getting really psychic here. I can see all this stuff. Well, it's putting you onto those timelines. So that could be another problem that we're having this year. But, yeah, once you get connected to some energy, I should say it a different way. Once you watch something, then you're corded to it. And how strong is that cord? And, you know, you need to release that cord from that particular situation or event that you're seeing. That's why when we do the body blueprint session that I'll be putting up, maybe hopefully it'll be up in 3 weeks here. When that gets put up, you're going to be able to clear out your events that were traumatic to you, for you. It'll take prerequisites, naturally. We'll be talking about that maybe in a week or so, what people will need to have before they can even start that clearing, because you need to go into this clearing with a lot of energy taken off of you so you can accept your new blueprint. So you want to get rid of the contamination, but that'll be coming up, and we'll still be talking about that. And I'll have a bundle available for people to help them out with, I think, maybe 4 or 5 different clearings in a bundle so they can at least do the bundle. Most people listening should already have most of the prerequisites anyway. You know, just basically, I don't have my paper in front of me, but you have the emotional body. And you should all have that. Feeling body, you should have that. Sensory body, trauma body, and then naturally the curses, sexes, spells, and dark side practitioner. So those should be normally clearings that everybody listening, if you've been listening to me for 6 months or longer, should already have these clearings under your belt to help you out. One of those will be, in addition, will be the mental barcode clearing. And then I have other ones listed, but we'll talk about those later. I can tell you what they're going to be. This will be in a bundle coming up here. It'll be, the bundle will include the fetus burn trauma full lifetime clearing. You also have the organization affiliation, planet star cording, set sequence timing, and there might be one other one that will be added there. So the souls will be on a bundle in case you haven't had those. But the other one should be basically no-brainers for you. So back to you.
Okay, great. So we do have a clarification that we're going to be starting the call this weekend on Saturday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and it's going to run for a couple hours. And regardless of whatever paperwork you get sent back as a confirmation for having paid for the event, we are going to start it at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, so that is California time. And I think we can all kind of figure out from there on when everyone else starts. And we also still have a radio show that night, so Saturday night on the Lightship. And it's going to be going approximately 2.5 hours, so about till 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. Okay, so that's on Saturday. Okay. Ron, another one of our listeners was wondering, when we get a sugar addiction, what is going on? Is that something else caused by entities, and what would you do to recommend clearing it?
Well, entities can cause that, definitely, for sure. But you may have an alien critter in you or some type of parasite wanting you to have the sugar. So I would first do entity clearing. Those are emotional bodies to release. You're releasing these emotional bodies. And you might want, if that doesn't seem to give you enough resolve, you may want to try the alien attack clearing and see if some of the critters there, which would be alien inside of you, want to eat sugar. And then we do have, the parasitic life forms on that particular alien attack page, too. And then that's $30 a month. You may want to try that and just see if that helps you quite a bit. Well, back to you.
Yeah. So if they get that alien attack clearing, they could write in yeast, because those are alien parasites, and they do crave sugar. And then they recreate themselves in your system, and they make you crave more sugar. And they create an acidic reaction in the body, which is not good. So yeah, that would be yeast. They're little bit of buggers. All right, Ron, it says, one of our callers wrote in, it said, are the aliens sent to the dustbin when we do a clearing?
Are the aliens what again?
Are they sent to the dustbin?
Well, if the aliens are in you, harming you, they get terminated. They're no longer, given a chance to have amends or anything, So they're gone. So that's probably the way I could state that, okay? Sometimes their buddies that would normally come into you, or that maybe they talk with the one that now is deceased, put it that way, they may want to have some help, and they may want to go to the light. So it's always good to do that alien to light clearing, because ones that maybe were ready to pop into you from timelines, you might be able to get rid of them. Then they won't hurt you or harm you or anybody else. So you may want to look at doing that clearing off and on just for the heck of it. So back to you.
Yes. Okay. Well, either way, they're going somewhere, which is definitely away from us. And that's probably all we really need to know. Because I would suspect most people can't see them. They may possibly be able to feel them, but basically they're in other realms that most people probably can't see.
Well, let's see what happens in 6 months. you know, maybe we can get on the radio programs in 6 months from now, and maybe people are going to be talking about seeing more sightings or more aliens here as that clear window is being opened up. People can see other dimensions. So it'll be an interesting year.
Yeah.
Looking into the fishbowl.
I was just wondering, I guess 2,000 years ago they didn't have to deal with this, but do you think Jesus saw any of this kind of stuff going on?
His body was what?
Do you think Jesus saw, like, aliens and the stuff, or was that not here as much?
Well, there's less people to live off of their energies, but they were still here. Remember, we have overpopulation here, and so we're, you know, just think of if you owned a cattle ranch, you know, and you know your food and your monetary income, you know, was on how many cows you could have, you know. So, the more people, the more opportunity they have to eat us and use our energies. So, back to you.
Yeah. Okay, Ron, is there anything that you could see or are seeing in your audience tonight that you think might possibly be helpful for us, maybe concerning robotic programs or anything?
All that I'm seeing with the audience right now is in a sense, confusion. And the confusion is because of the uncertainty of what's going to be happening, you know, as we come into this new energy of the alien timelines. So that may be something that people aren't thinking about, but that's what I'm seeing. I think things will be settling down maybe within a week here. And then as the aliens stabilize the timelines, then you're going to feel a little more stabilized because when you're on those timelines, they'll be stable. That's good, but that's the way it's going to be. And so, remember, not everybody can stay in the now. So when you're not in the now, then you're on timelines. If the timelines are not conducive for you to be on it, or you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, you know, after you're stabilized, then you may not want to do something somewhere. You know, I think right now people are, at least in the last few days, people are being very spontaneous on what they're choosing to do because there's no boundaries. Because the timelines are not put in place. So all the cattle are running free. They're all free-ranging. So, you know, in probably a week, you know, you're going to go, oh, I can't do that anymore. You know, I don't feel that's right. But right now, you may feel great.
Okay.
You may even be more sensitive right now to situations going on because the mindset of being numbed out, the amnesia, is not with you as much. Remember, right now you're more free choice, free will, because the programs are not being installed in you yet. So back to you.
How would we stop them from being installed if we wanted to stay free? Would the clone to light healings work?
Well, you just do the alien to light. That would work, and figure out what timelines you're on right now. Because remember, what timelines they're putting you on now may set you up for the whole year. So let's just say that you're listening here and you go, oh man, I've been depressed for the last 2 days. Well, you may have a whole year of depression coming. Why would that be? It's because that's your weakness. So they'll create a timeline for you for depression. So right now, remember, you're doing what you want to do. So if they see you doing something that you like doing, then they're going to probably manifest that and create timelines for you to be on. Remember, just, you know what's that old saying? be careful what you ask for or something. Well, this is what's happening. You don't have to ask. Your actions are showing you where you're going to be. And they'll start to create these timelines for you to be on. So you definitely want to try to stay in peace, which is what you want to do anyway, so that they don't abduct you on the timelines. But right now they're creating these timelines. And about a week from now, we'll say that they should be in place. And you should feel, you know, a little more stabilized, because the timelines that they put you on, you know, you're going to be having the blinders on, like you put on a horse. So you won't see things around you. You're going to be back into the routine of, like, doing the goose step, you know, controlled by an energy that you don't know about. So back to you, marching in place, in cadence.
Yeah. I was even talking to somebody tonight who just randomly was like, things are so strange, and I've been acting strange. And I said, oh, you know, it could be something like this, but I think I just blamed it on Mercury retrograde. So how about if we do a clearing for that? Would that be possible, Ron?
Yeah, so here we go. Let's do a planet clearing.
Okay.
So we can pick on Mercury if you like. Here we go. Releasing that energy if it's attached to you. Remember, these planets cord you. And that's why you want, you know, one of the clearings that we'll be having for that body cramping will be the, you know, planet star cording energies. You need to get that off of you. So here we go. This is for Pluto in retrograde. So releasing that cord energy from you. Who knows where it's attaching to you? Take a note of it right now on your body. Might be the same place all the time, but here we go. Releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke.
Awesome. Thank you. One of our listeners wrote in and they gave us some interesting stuff to talk about concerning clones and aliens being discussed in television shows like in the 70s. So this particular show came out in 1970, the TV show called Soap, which was pretty funny. I kind of remember it. And it says, Bert the main man was abducted and came back and told his wife all about it. And they had put a man in his place, looked just like him. And in the show, his wife said, so you weren't sleeping next to me? He was a stranger? He sure looked like you. So that's funny. Maybe the person just saw the show recently. I don't quite remember, but I do remember that being kind of a funny show. It's interesting that they brought that situation up in 1970. And then in 1980, they said there was a Cheech and Chong movie, and it says it showed them in a field and that they were taken up on a ship. And then they came back down and they talked about aliens giving them some special soup that made them feel like Cheech and Chong like to feel. And then another movie was Zoolander, and that is about mind control. And another one, Hey Dude, Where's My Car?, which is actually a hilarious movie, was about aliens taking over the planet. I kind of remember that, although I saw this movie way before I knew about CLF, so I probably didn't think much of it at the time. And then another movie called Smush, the movie, was about timelines, clones, and vortexes. So thank you, listener, for writing those in. That's a pretty good list of interesting stuff. And I know Anne always talks about the TV show Rick and Morty, how then somebody whoever wrote that show must be listening to Ron, because they have like cloned people and timelines and all this stuff going on. It's pretty funny. Oh, all right. So, okay. We have a couple requests for different things to do on Saturday. Thank you very much. And, okay. We have a question here. It says, what do you recommend we do as we do more clearings, engage more or less with people? Or should we just choose only the people that uplift us?
One, you know. Ideally, you know, you don't want people to cord you, number one. So are they trying to cord you? So when you get that answer, then you may want to figure out a way to undo the cord from them, or maybe not talk to them. You know, there are needy people out there. Needy people will cord you. So the whole thing is how do you, you know, you'd have to answer that yourself. I really can't help you with that. You know, the whole thing is how do you keep your integrity of who you are without having somebody steal and take the energies from you that are causing them to feel good because they're talking with you, but to drain you on the other end, you know, like psychic vampires. So you have to figure that out yourself. Ideally, if there was no people around that you're engaging with, are you going to feel lonely or are you going to feel a relief? You know, there's, I'm thinking of some of the older rock and roll songs. I just can't think of the name of them, but, you know, like Out in the Country was one of them. You know, it talks about a lot of the songs that were out there a long time ago would talk about leaving society in a sense and to be back into nature. Hmm. Yeah, or saying how we're destroying the earth. And, you know, that's the bottom line is, where do you find your peace? Are people going to give you your peace? Probably not, you know? So it's up to you. When people take you out of your peace, you want to, you know, or a person, you want to reengage with them because you're no longer peaceful. So everybody has their own way of dealing with this. You know, I can't say not to see people, but, you know, what do you do when you go on a vacation? Do you pick a place that's heavily populated, like where you came from, or do you try to find a place out of the wilderness where you can go camping and not hear people talking or a lot of, you know, energy from people? Most people would probably choose a place that would be calm and peaceful. So I guess that's the way I would answer that. You know, I can't tell you what to do. You can do a shrink wrap, possibly. That could help you out somewhat, because you can't always take a vacation every day. But, you know, you have to find your own balance of what it is. And you know, if something's bothering you all the time, then do timeline crashes on it. And also figure out what the root cause is. And we probably have a whole lot of time clearing to get rid of the root cause. So that's how I would answer that.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I definitely like to be out in nature whenever I have a chance. And usually there's not too many people I'm having conversations with at that point. Ron, we did get a couple comments about the liver cleansing earlier. It says they feel relaxed and peaceful after the liver clearing, and it was like something dark left me. Thank you. And another listener also wrote in, it says, feeling a bit nauseous from the liver clearing. Assume it is something shifting or leaving my body. And it could very well be because it's very close to the gallbladder, and sometimes people feel that way if that's been affected. But it's probably a good sign, so thank you very much. I still feel pretty good about it. Okay, so thank you very much, listeners. We appreciate that feedback. Okay. We have something from our listeners that says, it seems if people outside of the now would try to understand what darkness is, and then when true light is, that they could come out of the box and back into life again. Yeah. You know, that's interesting, Ron, what this listener has brought up, because for years there's been this saying out there that says, it's all good. And And I know there's also a belief out there that God, which we associate with light, has created everything. But several times you have mentioned that, no, the light created things that are of the light, and darkness has created some things that are of the darkness. So, again, the question is, if people could see the difference between what darkness is and then know what true light is, do you think that they would have a little more clarity and probably have a happier life, maybe?
Well, I'd probably use different words there. I would say if a person was able to release themselves from duality, even for a few minutes, then they would know what peace is. And then they would always attempt, I would think, to achieve peace in their life rather than duality and chaos. And so you're looking for peace. Every other, you know, the other words of light and darkness and things like that may not go very well for different cultures. They may not understand what you're talking about. But when you have peace, then you know that you can't find it any other way, like besides like the mind to heart drop or doing something that you enjoy doing. And once you're in peace, then all your thoughts leave you. And when you're in peace, that's what you probably would be, that's who you really are, is peace. That source energy is peace. So, you know, the difference would be if you could talk to somebody, even a person who is goes to church every day because they know they're a sinner and they're trying to get saved, you know, by the aliens out there. But, you know, if you gave them the opportunity to be peaceful and they could hold that for a couple of minutes, they would not need their church any longer, because that's what they're really looking for, is to try to shed everything that's in duality to look for something that would be peaceful. And that's only 15 seconds away for everybody. So once you find peace and know what it is, and at that point, doesn't matter how or what you believe with religions or anything else, once you find peace, all that other information drops away. It's meaningless. All the information is holding you in bondage, and you're being enslaved by that information. Once you find peace, that's all you need to know. Now, you know, the peace is not going to help your body live longer. That's why we have clearing to clean out what's inside of your body. That's going to cause it to be destroyed by darkness, by thoughts, by your genetics. But once you find peace, then you're at peace, and you are living in a body. So naturally, you would like to live longer in peace in your body if you want to, you know, still be here. But, you know, that's the whole thing is, you know, you can talk everything you want about metaphysics, and are you really connecting to peace? You know, you're getting the metaphysics, which would be the script of the aliens, the Galactic Federation, of what they agreed to bring here. But, once you find peace, that whole system falls apart around you and cannot attach to you, because darkness cannot attach to peace. Remember, you're looking at mind energies, and your mind controls you. So once your mind becomes peaceful, then everything else is peaceful with you as far as your consciousness, but it's not necessarily going to fix your body. That's why we have the whole lifetime clearings on the website, to help your body out, to bring you more peace and let your body live longer in peace. So back to you.
Yes, wonderful. Yeah, peace is the main thing. It makes you feel good in your own life, and it also makes you boring for the aliens, so they stop paying attention to you. If anyone is still unclear as to how to do the mind heart drop or what it does or how to use it, it is explained by Ron in the green bar on the top of his website, there's a drop-down menu of some shows that have been recorded. It says, click here for more audio samples. And in that list, it says, Mind to Heart Drop, and Ron explains that. And we also do it at the beginning and end of every show. So thank you so much, Ron. And I have to say about the Mind to Heart Drop, it is amazing. And it might be hard to tell, like, if you're just already feeling generally peaceful and then you do it and then you're like, oh, well, I can't really tell if it worked. But there have been instances when I have done it where I know that previously it has taken me days to recover from a given situation. And then I started doing the Mind to Heart Drop, and literally by the time I am done saying it, I feel better. I feel restored. And I was like, this thing must really work. Like, it's amazing because it's so gentle, and you could almost feel like nothing happened, but something major happened because I don't have a bad effect from an event that had previously, you know, traumatized me or whatever. So it is pretty awesome, I have to say. It's a very good thing to do several times a day. Okay. Well, Ron, I don't know if we're at the end of the show, if we have a few more minutes.
I think we're probably getting close here. So let's. So we have a special call coming up this Saturday at 3 o'clock Pacific, Body Organ Restoration. It's 2.5 hours in length. So hopefully you're going to be on that. If you need to have a flyer sent to you, we can send you one out if that's needed. So here we go. And you're going to be needing something to click on to get into that. You can go to the website if you wish to participate. And it's a $50 cost, and you're going to probably feel much better afterwards. So here we go. Let's do the Mind to Heart Drop. So command in your spirit out loud to take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart. Here we go. Dropping down, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, thank you, and our next PBS program will be Friday, and that's on Station 2, and it'll be the same time as this time right now when the show started. So blessings, everybody. Thank you. See you later, everyone.
Good night.